Okay, it's 1 minute past 12 UTC according to my watch. But we do not have many participants yet. Kim, any more apologies apart from Leslie and Bart? Oh, yeah, Margarita, I see. Yeah.
And Margarita, just those two I received apologies from.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe let's start and let's hope that others will join us a bit later. So, first, Kim, could you share action items, please? Yes, can you please scroll to the top, because, yep. So, what is the current status? Well, may I start with the info about this document on the board selection. I reviewed it and tried to structure as I see it and send it to Bart. Unfortunately, I think Bart hasn't had time to review it yet, but, well, it's in process. I haven't done anything with the appointment of non-com representative because, well, first I'd like to get some understanding about the structure of this board selection document, and maybe we can later use same or pretty similar structure for the NOMCOM document. I think it's better to finish with this one and then move to the next one. Then I just, sorry, too late before the call, I sent you the first draft of our presentation in Marrakesh, well, we will talk about it a little bit later. Then we have still have some action points we need an update on. David, have you had time to go through triage committee charter, because I don't think I have I don't think I've seen any mails from you. David? Yes.
Good. Katrina, good morning. Sorry, I was struggling.
Good morning.
Off mute there. Can you hear me?
Hear you, well, at least I can hear you very well.
Thanks. I'm sorry, I don't have an update on the triage work. I got pulled into a special project and I lost a little bit of time. I'm sorry about that. My apologies. I'll get it up on the top of the agenda in the next couple of days, but I'm coming a bit unprepared right now, so my apologies to you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I hope that you can manage it within the next couple of days, because I really would like to add this document to the package that we're going to submit to the council and present to the community. I really hope that there will not be too much of work with that one. And then, so Kim, could you please now scroll down a little bit? We still have some docs. Yeah, thank you. Bart has started working on the guideline on the CCNSO council meetings. Well, hopefully we will have some progress with it too. And then we have three action points on Stephen. Well, he promised to send the documents by Monday, that is like today. Haven't received anything yet. I still hope that he, think one of these documents was really there were only few comments from me that he has to address, and then go through another document. Again, I would really love to add these documents to the package. And if he cannot make it, if he, for some reasons, if he cannot make these documents, I would like to ask David or Ben to have to do this plain English thing. So, and I was still waiting for feedback from tech group. Yes, David, is it your new hand, right?
Yes, new hand. Can you hear me? Katrina, if you need help on the plain English bit that you just mentioned, I would be happy to do it. The special thing I've been working on is just got a little bit more involved in the CCWG and accountability, but I think that my time will be a little bit freer after tomorrow. On the plain English, I would be happy to take a look. I think the documents are in reasonably good shape, at least the ones I've seen, so I really don't see this taking too much effort, but I'm happy to do it. If you or Kim might just confirm exactly which one I need to take a look at, I'd be happy to do it. So thank you.
Thank you very much, David, and Ben also volunteered. So if I do not receive docs from Stephen, I will try to share these docs between the two of you. Thank you very much. It's very appreciated. So that's about the current status, and thanks, Ben, for your comments to the two docs on board, ICANN board and NOMCOM appointment. I just saw that you used the old versions of those docs that are on our website, yes, clearly. But I hope that during this week we will send a newer version, at least for the board appointment. And I really hope it will be clearer and better structured than the old version. So it will be something to look at, and hopefully many of your concerns will be addressed. So this is about the action points and guidelines we're planning to present. Okay, actually, maybe now we can switch to the presentation, the one I sent to you. I will try to go through it very briefly. And just see, maybe you have some good ideas. What is missing there at this moment? Maybe Kim, if you can make me the chief scroller. Okay, thank you. So I'll start with again, try to remind people what are we and what we're doing. Also. Point out that we have this wiki space. We didn't have it during our meeting in Dublin, but we reported that we were going to work on it, and so here it is. And all the information we have so far, if they're interested, they can find it here. I will update this this slide closer to the meeting because I hope that we'll be able to add some more documents. These are actually the docs that we are going to send to the council and present to the community. So this is what we do. So first we work on the structure. Then we try to update the content so that it shows well, basically what's going on now. Or try to give information about our current practice and try to eliminate some things that are no longer we do not practice anymore. And, of course, form, so that it's easier for people to follow the... Well, just... Well, to understand what's going on in this document. So, again, very shortly, remind about the structure, content, and the form. We try to make it easier to understand. So, and here, this is the part, well, actually the most substantial part of the presentation that will take most of the time, because I do not expect to spend more than 5 minutes on the previous slide. But here we have some things that we should present to the community, some most substantial changes. First, here I have this guideline on the thickness of working groups, where we define what we expect from our working group members, that we expect them to behave in a mature and professional way, and that we really hope that the working group at any point remains inclusive and productive. And we also added some part on the conflict resolution. We never had that before. And this is how the conflict, if it arises within the working group, among its members or among the chair and the members, so how to resolve this conflict. And well, first, this is of course a shorter version. We have it more in depth in the document itself. If these steps do not work, so then the chair of the CCNSO or vice chairs of the CCNSO or another person appointed by the chair will try to mediate and resolve the conflict. This is one substance. Then we this is something. Now I think I missed something. Yes. Sorry. Here I wanted to highlight some changes in another document, guidelines, CCNSO statements. I just copied the slide and forgot to change the actual text of the slide. Yeah, some things from CCNSO statements. What I wanted to write here is that we added or clarified how a minority can express their views and add them to the statement, some new proposals that we've had so far. So we have proposed new guideline CCNSO collaboration groups with a limited scope. Because we have this guideline on CCNSO working groups, but some collaboration groups that are not working groups also had to be covered. So this is a guideline that talks more about that. I agree. It's limited, yes. We had guideline, we had guidelines, CCNSO council meetings. Now we substitute it with two guidelines, guidelines CCNSO meetings and guideline CCNSO council meetings. And then we also have a charter CCNSO council triage committee. We never had the charter for this committee before. So this is what I've thought of so far. And I would really appreciate if you could drop in some more ideas. What else should we cover and should present to the community as some most substantial change in the document that we are reviewing? Yes, David, this is a new hand.
It is a new hand. Thank you, Katrina. And first of all, thanks for this presentation. I think it looks very, very good. The only thing I would add is do we plan, what I would suggest is, do we plan to send an email to the general CCNSO, let's say a week before March 8th, saying, you know, we will have a presentation, and here are the documents we're working on with a link to the current state, and we're asking you, you know, please take a look, especially if you would look at those documents that relate to committees that you've served on before, so that when we make the presentation and we have a Q&A, you'll be better informed. I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's a very good idea. Thank you, David.
If you want, I can work on some text, you know, that might go into a message like that and send it to you and Bart.
If you could do that, it would be really great. So
okay, yeah, let me take a stab at that and suggest that we send it out a week before the meeting.
Which is next Tuesday, then.
That we would send it out by next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'll try and get something to you today or tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's a good idea. Yeah, we send it. Send an email to the community and say that. Yeah. Here are the docs and the final versions. And we hope that we will add some more documents before the meeting, but basically, yes. So, send an email. Good. Anything else? Anything that's really substantial that we... maybe you have noted that we changed something and added some pieces to the docs, and it should be highlighted. Well, if you can think of anything, I'm not going to push you now, but if you think of anything, just... let me know, and I think I'll send the next version of the presentation, by the end of the week. Okay, so far that's what we have. And then next thing is our face-to-face meeting in Marrakesh. I just saw... David's note in the chat a little bit earlier that there's a possibility that David won't join us face-to-face in Marrakesh, but we'll try to connect remotely. What about others? Are you going to be in Marrakesh? I hope that Alejandra will be there. Eduardo, probably too. Ben, will you be in Marrakesh? Okay. In any case, I hope we will have some remote possibility to connect remotely. We have our face-to-face meeting on Sunday, if I remember correctly. It was from... Okay, I forgot. I checked it yesterday, but of course I forgot it. Okay. So, about our face-to-face meeting. Well, we definitely need to perhaps rehearse and think a little bit more about our presentation to the community. Yes, as Kimberly just... noted on the chat, we have the meeting from 3:30 till 4:30 local time. That's local time in Marrakesh. So we'll definitely need to talk about the presentation think about the documents that we have finalized and perhaps also talk about some how we're going to proceed after Marrakesh. Because we still have a few documents that we need to review and about Ben, who have 14 weeks left on his teaching contract. isn't really counting. Yeah, so he will only be able to attend after then. Okay. So, yes. Anything else you think we should discuss while a meeting in Marrakesh face-to-face? I just see we're losing people. Eduardo just dropped off. Both of them, actually. We had two Eduardos, and now both are gone. Okay, so we have, I think, Ben, David, and I think Leslie. I hope that Leslie can join us remotely, too, but not so sure about that. But I really hope that she can join. So, okay, no ideas for the face-to-face meeting. Okay, that's fine. I think we will just come up with really ingenious ideas the moment we see each other. There will be really many things we need to discuss about our future work, because we still have many docs, and actually we also have the rules of the CCNSO, and that's actually a fundamental document of the CCNSO, and it's really old. It's from 2004, and if you read it, you can see that it was designed to run the organization of, I don't know, 10, 20 members. Now there are 157 members on the CCNSO, and well, clearly these rules do not work anymore. But so this is really one of the fundamental documents that we will need to think of. But I think it's one of the last, if not the last, one in line. So let's now try to summarize what we have so far. So we still have these action points, and David promised to send the plain English version of Charter for Triage Committee within the next couple of days, and David also promised to draft email to be sent to the community mailing list a week before the actual meeting. Then Bart and I will keep working on the documents on the board and NOMCOM, NOMCOM appointees, and also a CCNSO council meeting. So what else do we have for the action points? Yes, and if Stephen still does not have time with all those accountability and other things, if he still does not have time for his docs, then David and Ben agreed to help. So I hope, and yes, of course, I will send the new version of the presentation by the end of the week. Anything else we have so far? No. I don't think so. Not from us. So, it looks like a very short call. Sorry to those who had to get up early for only 30 minutes of the call. I would really love to chat with you for another half an hour, if only you just gave me some subject to talk about. No problem. Okay. Yes, we have action items. Yeah, basically almost for everyone. And, well, if there are any news, I will let you know via our mailing list. So, thank you very much for getting up and for joining the call. talk to you online, during our email exchange, and see you in Maryland, most of you will join remotely, but I will looking forward to seeing you in Marrakesh face-to-face and remotely over the bridge. And just keep your fingers crossed for our presentation in Marrakesh. Thank you very much. Thank you, and have a nice day or remaining day. Depends on the place where you are at the moment. So thank you very much, and I think we're in good shape, and we can be proud of the work we've done, and we will proudly present it to the community. So thank you very much, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.